Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do.
Everybody, how y'all doing today? What's up, JP?
What's going on? What's going on, Troy?
Oh, man, I can't call it. I can't call it, man. What you got going
yes,
on
sir.
Today?
Yes, sir. Yes, man. Oh, man, not a darn thing, man. Just another day, man. Another day on this good green earth of ours, man. Getting ready for some more racing this weekend and weekend after and weekend after.
Yes, sir. It's going to be some fun-filled weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes,
shit, man.
Sir.
I am still at work, man, so you're going to have to come on with the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I'm sure we can get some hands up if we can get Ethan on. Mr. Rogers and Alley Cat. Press the one button to talk about they upcoming events. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find them here. All right, well, we got a. Let's see, this coming weekend, 23rd, 24th, we got the Hood to Hood picnic at the Motorplex in Ennis, Texas. Be a Friday, Saturday deal. Friday, I know, is supposed to be for the hard tie guys and stuff like that. Then Saturday is pretty much everything else. Well, they're doing swap meet, small tie shootout, a bunch of other shootouts. I think they got the truck shootout. And
you see how many locked-in races they got for Saturday, man?
No, I hadn't been keeping up.
Man, shit, Rose, they got like four by itself. Shit, then you got Flip going in the battle. Man, that's a lot of locked-in races happen within like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, man. And also props to all them guys, man, that went out there to trick-or-treat, man, and did their thing. I see Rose went out there, did his thing, him and Pretty Tony. I see Tip
yeah,
Holden went
the
out there. I don't think they.
You got King B hand over there. Let's see what he wants real quick. Hold on. Yes, sir, King B, we missed something?
Yeah, you motherfuckers ain't going to leave me out this week. That's all. I'm back on
the week. No, you ain't going to forget to call this week.
Put your thumb on it, huh? Ready to put his thumb on it
mm-hmm.
this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
so,
yeah,
man, everybody ain't doing that, man. 23rd, 24th, man, is like I say, the Hood to Hood picnic. Y'all go check it out. Go support.
Yes,
and,
sir, yes, sir.
Hey, Alec had to raise his hand up, so.
Yeah, I see that. Before that, then after the 23rd and 24th, you got Hell at the Dell on the 31st of the end of the month, man. We got the Gangsters on 28th. We got the Motorcycle Shootout 580 Index. We got the Troy's Hit List filling up quick. both of them. So both of the shootouts are filling up real quick. If y'all want to participate, man, y'all hit Mr. Rogers up, Kevin Rogers on Facebook, or y'all can reach out to me, and we'll put your name in the hat. But, man, y'all do not want to miss it. Like I said, go get your rocks off on this weekend, man. Get more gas on your chest so you come in and do it again, goddamn it, next week. Let me get Alley Cat on real quick. Let me see, Cat. Alley Cat, your mic open.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing, man?
We're doing just fine.
We're doing
yourself.
Good. We're doing good.
Good. Hey, Troy, what are the rules for your Troy's list?
It ain't no rules. I'm just picking people that I feel like will make a good shootout.
Okay.
Good racing, good side-by-side racing. You know, some people want to get in there a little bullyish. So, you know, trying to keep that out of it so it makes a fair race for everybody.
Right. Okay, I was just asking, just in case some shy people on here. You know.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically invitational only.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The way Troy
keeps it. Right. Kind of keep that bull crap out. You know, oh, I got big tires, I can't get in. Nah, come on in, goddamn. You know, because all cars ain't equal. You know. You know. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Cat,
you know, I'm going to meet about 30 minutes and I'll be back.
All right. Alley Cat, you want to go and promote your race there, sir?
Well, I was waiting on K-Dawg, but if you want me to, I have no problem with that, sir. You know, just
yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Saturday at HMP, November 7th, right after K-Dawg the following week. Yes, we do have an event, HMP. We got the makeup race for Let's Get It On. And we already got a couple of lock-ins, and they steadily locking in for this race. It's on a Saturday, not on a Sunday for some of these people that like to cry. You know, it's always on a Sunday. We race on Sundays. This is on a Saturday. Saturday, November 7th. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We're going to have a small tire, $3,000 shootout with an 8-car minimum on the small tire shootout in 5870. And I'm playing with the big tire shootout. I might end up doing a couple of 1 or 2 4-car shootouts, but I might not do the big tire shootout at all because it ain't any big tire cars too much around here, you know, because a lot of guys that went to radio tire racing, so. You know, I'm still playing with that. And then we got H-Town Hitters going to be on the property, you know, doing their shootout. And if Troy want to do his Troy's list the following week, he's welcome as well. But at the end of the story, we got a fun-filled Saturday evening that's going to go into the night. We're going to have a good time. So everybody come out, support, have a good time, get this last little few weeks of grudge racing in before the weather change for the winter. And we'll see y'all at Hell at the Dell on the 31st.
Yes, sir. Then we also got, let's see here, Mr. Undertaker, if you on here, man, come on, press the 1, Breton. Or do I need to promote your event for you, too?
Where Ethan at? Ethan ain't had nothing to say about the picnic? Or y'all already,
Nah, he didn't come on. He might be at work. You know, last time he had to sneak off and take his lunch around that time.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, man. And then let's see, November 14th. Mr. Undertaker is doing his 10th annual hat and glove drive. He's gonna be collecting on the 14th at 9 a.m. at the Lockwood Skating Palace from 9 to 1. And the distribution date is going to be November the 23rd in downtown Houston. And basically, the items he need is, you know, hats, beanies, gloves, toiletries, blankets, and all items need to be new. He is doing, for those that want to donate, he's also doing Cash App donations. If you can't get down to donate the items in person, and this Cash App is $UTR Foundation. So if you got it on your heart to do such a thing, get with Mr. Bass on Facebook, and I'm sure he can lead you in the right direction. Other than that, man, B, what you think about this weekend, man? All the good racing like they had up there, Trick or Treat, man.
Team Texas showed out as a whole.
They did. They did. They did. That was a good thing to see, man.
I love that. Not one particular car in general. I'm not pumping up one car in general. I like the fact that Team Texas went down there and did their thing. Win, lose, or draw. They showed up. They showed out. They did what they needed to do. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody don't seem like, I don't think nobody from Texas paid no punk out. So that means they went in the battle. Everybody went in the battle. Win, lose, and draw.
Yeah, yeah. I think they pretty much won all their races, maybe except one or two, right?
I remember seeing, I think somebody said there was a team, 8-5 or something to that standard or something, I think. 8-3 or something.
Okay, okay.
So that mean they had a lot. That mean they had a lot of races. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I know they said it was 8-something. So whatever that is, that means Team Texas came through and did over 10 races. You see what I'm saying? 10 grudge races. No shootout, no nothing. They went
no
down
shootout,
there.
No
like
nothing.
Real true, they went down there like some true gangsters, did what they needed to do. Buzz heads, got the head buzz, you know, and it is what it is. I love it. Really, tell you the truth, Texas did their thing all over the world. I can't kick out the class races. Justin Curry went down there, won the Sweet 16. I got major respect for Rebecca. I like the way she went down there. Even though she just made the field with car count, I love the fact I like to see her go out there and do her thing. She's been struggling for the last couple of years, you know, and it was very impressive to see a young lady getting that car. You know, when she got out there around, I think it was a 37 or something like that. That was very impressive. I can't wait to see her next year. Or the next season. Well, it'll be next year. Yeah, I can't wait to see her go out there and do her thing next year. Hats off to Curry with them. And let alone, you know, to, you know, the goon with the tubes, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Taylor, because he the one who put them people motor together. So
Yeah, definitely Texas showed up out there, man. They showed up out there, man. Flocko them, Justin, man. Shit, Trey them. Man, it was a good thing, man. Man, that was a hell of a... And to be able to compete like that 2 weekends back-to-back, man, you know, some of them guys didn't even go home. You know, they stayed out there the whole time, so it was like, you know, shit. Get your shit back together and get back out there again.
Yeah, I think it'll take me about a whole another week to recover to even get back in the groove again. I haven't had to stay out there that long. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, like I said, man, Team Texas showed out all across the country this weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on, B. Let's see, Ethan. Come on, Ethan. Mic open.
Hey, what's up, fella?
Yeah, you late, man. We didn't already advertise your show for you.
Man, come on, man.
I'm gonna send you the bill, man. We're gonna send you the bill.
Man, y'all told me 7 o'clock. Hey, I'm a little bit better than 2 hours.
Hey, you're doing good, man. But I mean, if there's anything else you want to talk about, we kind of gave a quick rundown of what you had going on. But if you want
to, man, I ain't gonna lie, it's hard, man, with this virtual school. Then I still got regular work. This race done crept up on me, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm getting loaded up, taking stuff to the treadmill.
I just
want to touch on a few things. I ain't got a whole bunch of lock-ins that done look like they done popped out of nowhere in the last 48 hours, I guess. I don't know if everybody was playing possum or trying to see who's coming or what, but shit, I see a whole bunch of lock-ins. I gotta go back on Facebook and try to find some of them. So, I know, like I say, them women, they getting it on. Miss Leah and Rebecca, they locked in.
Yeah,
so that's going to be a damn good race. Them some fast girls there, man. Then I got, like I say, on that Friday, I got them rim dudes. And they done went crazy. Yeah, locked in with each other. Some of the rim races, so I know a lot of people been always inquiring about seeing some of that. So they gonna put on a damn good show Friday night. Damn, I ain't got my wallet yet. So Friday night, they look like they gonna put on a damn good show. The track gonna be open for testing Thursday. It's $100 a car. No fee on the spectator or like your pit crew or nothing like that. Just $100 on the car. I'm encouraging everybody, which I know is gonna be hard, but if you can, please try to make that test session Thursday, because Friday and Saturday is gonna be tight. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the track gonna be hot at 3 on Saturday, and then they probably gonna have a driver meeting at 5, but 6 o'clock we rolling. I know people be wanting their solo pass and all that, but man, from what it's looking like, it's gonna be a lot of calls there. So, we gotta just kinda keep everybody rolling. Just be respectful of one another. In the lanes, I'm gonna try to go get some signs. I'm getting signs and stuff made with the lane assignment. I'm gonna have people in the pits and signing. So, I'm gonna just try to kinda keep everything moving good. Like I said, we got that free entry shootout, small time. I don't know who coming. I know, like I say, everybody kind of playing possum, so I don't just know who coming or nothing like that. So, it's one of the things. It's gonna be a hell of a show, like on the surprise end of it. It's one of them things like you don't know who gonna pop up in that thing. Like I say, that fool to be in the Champions Club, but like I say, what I designed this race or this get together fellowship for, that's pretty much where it still is. It's just like Phil was saying last week, you go see everything there. Like, as far as on Friday night, you might see a 13-second car go down track. You might turn around and see a 4-second car go down track. So it's gonna be a big variety of everything, and just like some good come together time and really fellowship and having fun. So the admission is $20 to get in, $20 to spectate, and then we got that swap meet in the grass area when you first pull in the track. So I'm gonna drop that little map I kinda made. Like I said, you're gonna have something every time. Have some of them show cars out there. I don't know if everybody got a chance to see them, but we had about 9 of the cars on display during Nationals, and they gave my boy C. Howell like a little 20-second clip on Nationals of his 72 Continental. So, like I say, man, we're just trying to have a variety for everything. So.
Good deal. She's got a hand went up. 832-7696, your mic open.
What's going on, JP? This is Paul. I'm just listening and enjoying the show.
All right. Well, go on mute, Paul. You got something to say.
I got a y'all know I be having the co-host and stuff, man. So I got a special guest trying to come in to the show, you know, to the Texas show, you know. So I want to greet everybody with us. We got Chi-Town Biz on the phone trying to come in and trying to make a little noise. Special guest, Chi-Town Biz. Where you at, baby?
Chi-Town Biz in the what's the name of that car? What's the name of that car? That G body he got? Karachi?
Karachi. Karachi.
Karachi. Coochie.
Damn. Biz, you better come home. They need to call your car Karachi, Karachi, Coochie. God damn, what's going on? He must ain't got no respect for no Chi-Town. Hey, Chi-Town, we ain't got no respect for no Chi-Town people over here. You come over here and take your show down on the Biz.
Hey, TV.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know every superstar got to have their theme music. Where my goddamn theme music at?
Are you on some theme music?
Hell yeah. I'm like that, I'm going to get you sucker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I had to go get a sucker. So where my goddamn theme music at?
Okay, let me go, here it comes. Uh-oh.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Love.
Welcome to the
hey,
show,
man. When I ran up and quit it for me. When I ran I was saying love and happiness. That's up. Now, I'm looking for that goddamn Joe Jackson. Hey.
Oh, shit.
First, hold on. Let me start off and say this. Goddamn. I ain't never been to a track where the out-of-state guys had more money than the in-state guys. I see they got oil and cash in Texas. They got plenty of that green stuff in Texas. Hey, Jay Barnes, it's honey in them hills over there in Texas. When I tell you it's honey in them hills over there in Texas. You feel what I'm saying? You dig me, Cat Daddy?
I know for a fact, it's honey in them hills, man.
It's honey in them hills.
That's even you can leave the East Coast to go down and to take ownership of that land and all that land and all that oil and cattle.
Amen.
Become rich, man.
Amen. Listen, it's so sweet in Texas. I might leave my wife. I might leave my kids. God damn it, I might leave the state of Georgia. And I might move to Texas, God damn it.
That's sweet. That's
sweet.
That's sweet.
Man, listen.
This is what I thought, Biz, when you were talking, I couldn't help myself, and you heard the young man who got this show coming up this weekend. I just wonder, that man that you ran up in, it seems to me that he might want another chance. This ain't Biz talking, this is me. I think to have another swing at the ball, he put 5 on 25, and if he lose, pay travel expenses. We might get, Biz, will you even consider giving him another swing at the ball?
I will give him, yes, I will consider it. But before I get to that,
uh-huh.
Joe Jackson is up. They got a Malibu.
That's my
Texas. Michael brother. Yeah, daddy or sister or whatever. He's next. He's next. They called me about 2 days before the race to lock in.
Okay.
And I had a particular stip. I ain't going to get all off into it, but they couldn't answer that stip. So
okay.
I said, no problem. I'll see you at the track. So when I got to the track, the owner, the driver, and the cohorts, they got to asking for the back tire and the one-and-one and the brake. And I'm like, what the? Where they do that at?
Good.
Well,
So what be it? What you should have did then is just held your ring out and let them kiss your finger.
You know what, Jay? I left my ring in my damn truck. You absolutely
okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. So we ain't gonna hold that against him.
So now we get on the show last night on Lozello. They had air in their chest. Their chest was all poked out. You know, we tried to get together and run Saturday night. But, you know, I didn't want to put their driver in harm's way. I didn't want to put my driver in harm's way. It started getting a little chilly. And then, you know, when it gets chilly, little dude get on the track.
Yeah.
And I just said, no, it ain't worth it. I'm going to load up.
Yeah.
But then, they got to saying that I'm running from them. So Chocolate City deserved a get-back race. He deserved a get-back race.
Okay.
But God damn it, if we don't make it over to the picnic,
mm-hmm.
And I hope they have a successful race at the picnic. And if they decide to hit that road and get over to Steele, Alabama,
uh-huh.
on October the 31st, mm-hmm. I'm going to run Joe Jackson. And
uh-huh.
then I'm going to get goddamn it Chocolate City to get back race, and he's going to see the same damn video.
But
that's all.
Let me make sure. Is this a Texas show we on?
This Texas, so we polite. We let you finish talking and do your thing.
Okay.
After that, we get on your ass.
So they some respect. They some respectful African Americans
so,
and color people.
Now that you, now that you've got that off your now that you've got that off your chest, now we need to get Pretty Tony on here, and we need to get Rosé on here to figure out what the hell is going on. Because I don't appreciate you coming walking in the house like that. And you ain't wipe your damn feet on the rug.
I didn't walk in. I kicked the door down.
You kicked the door down.
I heard King B say something about some gangsters. Gangsters originated out of Chicago, if y'all did not know. So I did not walk in. They did not let me in. I kicked the door down.
Oh, come on now, Benny. I ain't gonna let you come on here on the Texas show and do that. No. I'm not going to let you do that, sir. I'm sorry.
Some things you let happen, some things you can't help.
Let me call Lorenzo right now.
Get Lorenzo, get Pretty Tony.
Hold on, wait a minute.
While they getting everybody on the phone, I just got a question for you.
Hold on, wait a minute. Come on in here. What's up, baby?
They pay as good as the ATM.
I got Benz on her beating on his chest, and I do not appreciate it. Lord, I don't appreciate it.
Ain't a goddamn. That's the GOT, not the GOD. Goddamn thing he can do about it.
Okay, watch this. I'm gonna say HOT. Hot damn. I got to get Lorenzo on the phone. I don't appreciate this shit.
Get him on.
I got corn on right now.
I go to his rectum.
Yes sir.
I want you to ask him why is he tough now when he wasn't tough 2-3 days ago.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Biz,
you can't answer that yet, because he asked me to ask you.
You're right.
So, Biz, Mr. Shottown, quote unquote, where the gangsters come from, why didn't you be so tough as you is 2-3 days ago?
I was tough 2-3 days ago. The sun went down, and like I told you before, I wasn't going to put him in harm's way, and I surely wasn't going to put my driver in harm's way. I'm thinking the track is going to go away after the sun go down. He had a race locked in. He said that if they pay the park out, he'll run me. I didn't ask the driver or the owner, I asked Tarnell. are y'all paying the punk out? I asked Tarnell three times, were they paying the punk out? Tarnell told me no. At 7:10, I believe, Sherman was making a pass. He made the pass and it broke up. And after he made the pass and it broke up, he paid the punk out. Juan said, let's go. I said, my car's already on the trailer. I'm gone. Now, when it is taboo for a race car owner, driver, or whatever you are, to put a car on the trailer and then take it back off. If you load it up to go, you go and hit that road. I had a 7-mile trip, and I was hitting that road. But he can get it. He can get it, but I'm gonna let him wait after this weekend.
Hold on, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead, Quan, before I say something. I got a rebuttal.
Okay, King, check this out. You follow me, King?
We follow you, Quan.
Oh,
I'm gonna stop you when
no,
you say
King,
something.
King, get somebody in.
He get Lorenzo, the one I knocked off, one I got.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
That got kind of quiet, old King. B fell out. That's what happened.
Sit back, man.
Hold on. Come on, King B. You back open?
I'm trying to get everybody back on right now, man. I tried to click Lorenzo in. That shit hung up every damn body.
Man, tell everybody to call into the show, man. That'll make it a lot easier if they just call into the show.
That's right.
They can be on their own line.
That's right.
Now my phone ain't even letting Lorenzo, let me see. Quan, you in here?
Well, text him.
What? Yeah.
Text him and tell him to call him.
I can call him.
Text him and tell him to call in the show.
Okay, go ahead. Let me see what my phone
does. Boy, y'all trying to get that situated. Richard Jackson, can it get you press the one button, sir? Mr. Jackson. You know, you might be listening, God damn it.
There you go, right there. I think that's him. Mr. Jackson, is this you, sir?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. I looked on old Facebook today. I said you got a locked-in race, man. What's that about? Tell the people about it.
Oh,
got a couple of them.
You got a couple.
Racing a Mustang, some Mustang out of Houston. I don't really know the car. I think his name is Ben or something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, Ben Armstrong.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, East Texas. I mean, what is that? What you consider that? Is that East Texas? I don't know. Somewhere over there in the Golden Triangle area. But shit, what day that is, Mr. Richard?
That's on the 31st.
Where y'all going to do that right there? Okay. Hell at the dead. Good deal.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a hell of a race. That's supposed to be straight off the trailer, right?
Yeah, it's off the trailer at 5 o'clock. He gets the back tire.
Okay. Right, good
okay,
deal.
I'm back on. I got
Biz
back on. The
corn
call back in.
All right. Hold on, B. Let's see what this is. 832-2534. Your mic open.
Hey, good afternoon, Grushwell. Hey, Trevor Truss, where's K-Dog?
Man, I think K-Dog in my A tonight. I think he's a little busy. I think he might be at the auction or some shit.
Hey,
Roger, you on here? Press the one button.
I was trying to confirm a lock in.
Oh, okay. Which one are you talking about?
I think it's a maroon Camaro and Outlaw Vic.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a good race. Add that one as a confirmed lock. That's a twin camp in Cundre now.
Right. That's on 31st.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's going to be a good damn race right there.
Hey, it's going to be a good one. Oh, and then also the other good one is DC and my boy Brett Walker versus Ben Armstrong. That's going to be a good one.
Oh, DC Carver?
Yeah, DC Carver. Him and Ben going in the bathroom.
Damn it, Paul.
What you got, B?
I got the special guest. I got Lorenzo. I got Quan, and I got Lorenzo back on the phone. I got everybody back on. I had to go. You know, do my thing. My phone was tripping for a few seconds, but I got everybody back on right just now.
I'm here. Here he.
What's going on, Race World? Hey, let me rebuttal that real quick before y'all get going. I have fell off. What B has had said. TB, you following me, B?
I'm following you, boss. You know I'm here.
There's a couple things, B, all right? Couple things to the story, B, that's left out, all right? So, at about 5 o'clock, somewhat close to 5 o'clock, because I was in the lane finna race somebody, B came to me. He asked me, do we want to run? I said, well, I got Sherman at 7. But he ain't looking too good right now. If he paid the punk out, we'll run you. We'll let you, you know, put you in his spot. He looked at the weather. He said, all right, after 8 o'clock, I ain't running. Cool. So now I'm thinking I'm got set. I got to 8 o'clock. It wasn't 7:10. It was about 6:40 when Sherman made his hit. We did came over there in the pit, watched Sherman make his hit along with everybody else. Everybody saying Sherman didn't do too hot. I looked at Biz by 6:40. Looked at Biz. I said, what's up? He said, my car on the trailer. I said, huh? We still got an hour and 20 minutes to go. Your car on the trailer already? You gave me 8 o'clock, and I told you put you in Sherman's spot at 7. I'm coming to you earlier than that. It's 6:40. I know Sherman ain't finna race. I said, what's up? He put his car on the trailer. And the other thing he did wrong, he went and talked to Tarnell. He didn't talk to Sherman, and he didn't talk to me, who he talked to at first. So clearly, he was trying his best to avoid a strike on that perfect little 2-0 record he got this week. So don't jump tough now, because we had all the opportunity in the world to make it happen. And at 6:40, it wasn't about 59 degrees. That's good weather to race in. Now, come on.
Biz, where you at, Biz? What's up?
I'm letting. Is he finished?
He said, what's up?
Is he finished or is he done?
Your turn.
if they make it over, it's still Alabama, the 31st, 5:25, Karachi versus JJ. God damn it. In the staging lanes, race ready by 4 o'clock. No pecker, no bar. Locked on my end.
I heard what you're saying, but I heard you also say something about if you can make it to the picnic. So if was a fifth, can we get you drunk?
Let me call the driver. I don't take a spark plug out. I don't take a lug out. I don't even load it on the trailer or unload it. So I need to talk to the driver. And see if the driver can make that. What's that? Is it Dallas?
Yes, sir. Dallas Tech. Dallas Tech.
Okay. All right. Let me call Chip and see if Chip can leave out Friday.
Man, Biz, Chocolate City and Big Homie, man, he better not think about showing up in no motherfucking Texas.
I tell you what, if you can't make it then, make it November 6th. You got to act with Chocolate City again. Head up.
November 6th, where?
Texas. Extreme Raceway, November 6th or 7th.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me talk to the driver and see if he wants to pull the car over there.
So you got this weekend. and you got November the 6th or whatever he just said.
Yeah.
So,
the winter blast.
Okay. Not a problem. Sounds like a plan to me.
And listen to me, Biz. I want to warn you. When you're coming through Louisiana, and right before you get to Texas, you is going to see a sign that says don't fuck with Texas. I'm sorry, I don't even think it says something to that standard. Don't fuck with
Texas. It says it's honey in them damn hills.
Okay. I'm just trying to tell you what to say. So, you know, you're going to see a little sign with the Texas flag on it. You're going to
look. Bro, I can't read.
Okay. Whoever you got who can read with you, and make sure and say don't fuck with Texas. Yeah, I would say something like that. It might
tell Chick that Quan said he ain't allowed in Texas. Better not catch his ass over him.
Man, please. It's honey in them hills, Doc.
I want my lick back. I don't appreciate what else.
Who's that?
Right.
You deserve to get back.
That's
late.
A
yeah. You deserve to get back.
I wanted to do that same day again.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. Anybody on the phone to tell you?
Get out,
I ain't broke. Getting back up there.
Why ain't you come tap me on my shoulder? I'm an old school gambler.
I'm gonna tell you what I did. I looked around. I saw your car straight up on the trailer. So I figured you was done or something was wrong with the car.
My car went on the trailer about five.
The sun was still up and your car was on the trailer.
No. My car didn't go on the trailer to around Sherman made that pass around 6:40. But anyway, I'm an old school gambler. You couldn't do number win your money back. I was playing with house money. I'm going to push house money every time down your throat. That's how I gamble. So
I like
you could have got the get back race that day. I wasn't going to make you wear that whooping. It's honey in them heels, Doc.
If you make it over November 6th or 7th, I think I plan on doing the 2 by the L5.
Can I get a 10-piece lemon pepper?
I'm gonna talk to the driver and see if he can hotel it over there. And that ain't a problem at all.
Yeah,
I ain't never been to Texas, so I know I'm gonna have some fun.
You come to
church,
we're gonna have no church, and it's all state of the art.
Oh yeah.
Well, we
got a few I
want to
see over there.
512-0268, your mic open.
Yeah, what's happening, Troy? This little Larry, man. Say, man, what we got going on in hell at the devil? Let's do some Texas shit, man. They ain't talking about no Dallas race, no Houston or nothing like that. I mean, that's been going on. We can go get it going on with some down here. I don't know what they talking about. Hey, K-Dawg.
I think K-Dawg and Karachi Karuchi will be a good race. I'm just a fan, that's all.
What is K-Dawg?
Yeah, he said like you. Look down there just like you. Y'all just got different color paint, y'all.
Hold on. You talking about Pandora.
No,
Miss Graham.
Graham.
I beat her ass. I smack. Got a small block. I don't give a goddamn about it. That's how I get down. If you got a small block in there, one carburetor knife, I beat him down.
Sound like a good lock in for November 7th. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That cop come from my cap. God damn it.
that car ain't got the same. We don't get, man, let me tell you something. I got to speak up for Texas sometimes. When some of the people don't come on, they not already told me. When they can't come on, I can talk. Man, don't nobody give a goddamn about that car being supposed to be in from your camp. Like, that was a long time ago. That car, it's Ms. Graham now, buddy. Ms. Graham.
Pandora. It was Pandora before it was Graham.
No, Ms. Graham.
And Ms. Karafi gonna shoot that dope in him. Gonna shoot him.
God damn, where K-Dawg get? Man, let God damn, Troy. Don't disrespect Ms. Graham like that.
Something high. We got dog Troy over there working. Shit, I might have to do something, man.
Where the hell K-Dawg
at? Hey, bitch, you don't do nothing with that Z, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
That motherfucker made that shit plain and clear. Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, Lorenzo, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't got no business running you. Quiet as hell. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yep. You got to win. Anything can happen.
Anything.
I have to commend you. You did give us action when a lot of others wouldn't.
Yeah. Shit, we got a couple more G-Bodies over here. Shit, we got Ho Daddy. We got Sun Show. There's a couple G-Bodies around here now. Put an ass cutting on you, big.
I ain't gonna tell you what we got over here.
Why you ain't gonna tell us?
With that Z, pretty Tony. I got a small block Nike car running with. Small block Nike Mustang, little red.
We got a Mustang coming, so we're gonna stop all that. Got that Z key here.
Hold on. It won't stop all that when y'all are sticking on my G body with the Camaro.
We just want to stop if you want to run. That's
okay,
what we did. Cause we were looking for a race.
Would you? Do I need? I can't post. Who I need to send a picture to, Lil Red?
Well, like I said, we got a Mustang we putting together now. It's gonna be small block. Mustang's too light for us to run with.
Biz, you got my number. Just send it over here. I'll get it across.
Okay, that's what I do. Will it be with that Mustang you put together? Would it be ready by Florida?
Will it be what?
Would it be ready by Baldy Racing Florida?
We plan on taking it there. That's the plan. If we get everything lined up like we want.
All right, we can lock in then. As long as we fix something.
Then somebody going up in your rectum.
Hey, B. it won't be Quan and JJ. I tell you that.
Oh, man.
I tell you who it won't be.
I'm going to have to get somebody to go up in your rectum. I don't appreciate how you call over here talking about, man, King B, get me on the Texas show. Get me on the Texas show. These things going to come over here and just disrespect me and my Texanians. Well, what the hell you thought this was? Shit, nah.
Hey, man. Y'all down like that.
And the marathon continues, baby.
Y'all down like that. Yes, we got to check y'all out.
Hey, Big. It's big homie to you.
Big homie.
That right.
I'm gonna do something unspeakable to you. I'm gonna do something unspeakable. Believe it.
We got a hand went up 409-7044. Your mic open.
What's up, Race World?
What's going on, cool baby?
This cool baby, man. What that guy beat on his chest talking about Ms. Graham? I can co-sign for that. That's my count, man. What do you want to do? I'm going to beat this goddamn chest
ass.
Like he got a bad motherfucker. We'll look at that shit.
I know what I got.
Yeah, well, I know we got too. Yeah.
Okay.
Get on down this way next weekend. You can get the business.
Okay. If I can't make it next weekend, will y'all be in Florida?
Florida?
Yeah.
I doubt it very seriously.
Okay. Cool baby, we might make it to Florida this year.
He said, when is the race here in Florida?
December the 14th.
Hold on.
That K-Dawg.
Mr. Rogers, K-Dawg, you might go.
Yeah, we'll be in Florida. Who is that? Who is that?
That's Biz, Chi-Town Biz.
Oh, somebody got your Biz.
Oh, lock in, Biz. Lock in. What we gonna do for Biz? Lock in. Hey, now, that's cool, baby. I was doing
all right.
Biz, what you talking about? Biz gone.
Biz, Carucci, Coochie, what? Yeah.
Garage.
Hey, what's the name
Garage
of that damn car?
Garage.
Him gone.
What's up, Biz?
It's Hoochie Coochie, man. That's what it is.
Coochie? Hoochie Coochie? What's the name of that motherfucker?
What's
up, Biz? Goddamn. Carucci with the Coochie?
Y'all should have locked the gate.
Gonna mute Undertaker. We're gonna lock your gate.
No, I'm telling you, y'all should have locked the gate. God damn it.
Oh, we should have locked the gate.
Yeah, he didn't get it Undertaker.
I know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm wondering why Troy didn't lock that in here on the show. What was wrong with him?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. I just got back on here, and I just told Kube we probably were gonna be in Florida, and then all of a sudden Biz disappeared.
Then I said y'all should have locked the gate.
There you go, Taker. You know I said we're going to Florida. Everything go all right. We're going to Florida.
I know. That's why I come off of mute and told Cool Baby.
Oh, he's on mute. Okay. My bad.
I was on mute.
Hey, King B, I'm back. What I missed?
This Biz? Mr. Rogers, the owner of Ms. Graham, on the phone.
Yeah.
We're going to
be
at
a ball today?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll be in Florida.
Okay. I would say a week. I would say 2 weeks before that race in Florida, we can lock in.
All right,
you got the race to go. Yeah, you got the race to go to. I got some to go. We'll try to make it over there on the 6th or the 7th. But I've got to talk to my driver. If we don't get over there, we will be in Florida. We got oil for it.
Okay, so y'all want to do it in Texas or Florida?
Well, let me talk to my driver and see if I can get to Texas. If I can get to Texas,
okay,
we'll do it in Texas. If I can't get to Texas, we'll do it in Florida.
Okay, cool. You let me know. Yeah, but we ready for that. We'll get that out the way.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, bud.
See how easy that is, B? When you got two players talking, it don't take all that, man. Get to an agreement. We'll go over six ones a good time. And, you know, I ain't got no heck of a no. It's all I like. Small block. Nice and nice. All three long glass. No catcher, no ball.
My Biz come on here beat this guy dog on chest like that. God dog, I'm glad somebody came on here and made him get a little quiet around here. Shit.
Big homie wouldn't come on here and get quiet.
Big homie wouldn't get too quiet. I don't know. Big homie on here, but I don't know.
He was on here.
They say you were running from him, Biz.
I was, man. That man was asking for a spot. I'm going to run for somebody that's asking for a spot.
Who was asking for a spot?
Big homie and
not too
big. If you don't cut that okay, out, listen. Big, don't not be it now. Don't not be it. Big. 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 Don't. Big. Don't do that, big. If the if Rose asks you for a spot and you didn't give it to him, cool. At least he tried. But what me and you say, goddamn me, what we was gonna do?
It wasn't you. I said it wasn't you.
Well, he done the right thing. He done the right thing. He's supposed to try to get a spot. You fast.
How fast?
You faster than Big Homer. He's supposed to try to get a spot, but we was gonna try your tough ass.
Oh, okay.
You know how it is when you at the track, you just do, you just try, you do some shit.
Yeah, well, you let the track try to get a spot. Ask you for the back tire, ask you for the one and one. Then one that can break, ask for the goddamn break.
Somebody got some background noise. Y'all not talking, please. Mute y'all mic. Thank you very much.
I wish you'd get up here this weekend so you can go and get the shit slapped up immediately. Like right now. I ain't trying to see him waiting all this time. My
30 days
to 48 days away. I need business to get fucked up. I think you'll see it real before then. Unless they duck and dive.
Well.
Sound like me. Only day y'all got in is compromising each other on the 30th. Game. That's what it sounds like to me, because I'll be listening. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. On the 31st, he might be at the same spot.
But we got some races up here in Texas that we got going on up here. I'm pretty sure y'all are going to go to up here. It's like this weekend. All that.
Y'all got races every weekend at Texas, and they got them over here too. So maybe we're going to hook up at Florida. Hopefully they have some goddamn crowd control down there. Jeez.
Yeah, cause we I ain't a lot of book down here. We got this weekend, we got the picnic. Next weekend we got Kate All Hill and Adele. The weekend after that we got the Winter Blast on Friday, that's the 6th, and then you got shit after that race on the 7th. So shit. Dude, we got race balls to the wall around this joint.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But I'm dying to see you. I'm dying to see you get fucked up, Biz. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, you might have to wait for a long time for that. King T.
Wait, long time. I don't know about all that now.
Yeah. You might have waited a long time, man. You get back up from Chocolate City, we're going to down them this time. Yeah. I don't see what y'all can do different.
Huh?
I don't see what y'all can do different.
I already know we can do different.
Oh, okay.
I know we had to do that day.
Oh, okay.
Down on your ass they go. Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yep. I skipped the race wrong that day, and I thought about it, but it was too late to change.
How you skipped it wrong? You didn't do that.
Yes, I did. When you told me you get to make a second, we got to come up the trail, I should have told you I had lane choice. That's what I did wrong. I should have took lane choice if you were going to make me come up the trail.
Hmm.
But that was my fault. I ain't going to complain about that now.
Yeah, slippers count now. Slippers do count, bro.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I guarantee it would have made a difference.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You get over on the 7th or the 6th, you'll see a difference. We have two evenly prepared lanes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
About?
Out of hand. Hand went up 832-9202. Your mic open.
Man, you already know who this is, man. You ain't got to be calling my number. I just say my name, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Nobody better not say nothing crazy. I'm on the show. I'm going to sit back. I'm sitting back here watching the birds fly by at night. And if anybody get on the show and say anything out of line, I will be on hold. I ain't going to get lost tonight. I'm going to show y'all something. Continue with the show. I'm on here. About 1,500. So I'm going to sit back. I ain't going to get loud with nobody tonight. I'm going to be quiet. I took me a good shower before I got on the show. I edged up. I'm sitting in my backyard in my pajamas. I'm chilling. I ain't saying shit.
Hey, that motherfucker act like he going on whole dates. Going on the motherfucking show. God damn.
Man, I took a shower. I shaved up. I put my good thongs on. God damn.
Nobody better not say, oh, shit, I got to talk to myself because ain't nobody else talking to me. So I'm telling y'all what's going on. Maybe that'll kill like, what, 3 or 4 minutes? Ain't nobody ain't said nothing to me yet. I'm on the show. I ain't going to get loud tonight. But I bet you I ain't bullshitting. Nobody better not get on the show and talk about nothing crazy. I'm on the show holding on. I ain't going to get loud. I'm going to be real professional tonight. Because I'm going to get somebody real professional sneak ass whooping. They're going to be like, God damn. Man, pull it off. Scary motherfuckers. Now I'm on hold.
God damn, Rambo.
Baby, can you bring me some smooth tea? Because I don't want to move out of my spot. Bring me some ice. Light on the ice, please.
Hey, Rambo.
Oh, that's Rainbow?
Okay, some Rainbow.
Yeah, Rambo, is there anyone in particular that you waiting on to say something out of the ordinary?
One, I already know who I'm talking towards. So, one of them already know who I'm talking towards. And there's a couple more. I'm not calling nobody
Listen,
names.
Rambo. It's 2020, Rambo. 2020. You got to go and call your man out. You got to get your man.
I understand. I'm not trying to get loud with them. They know who they are. I'm on the line, 1,500 on the line. I'm ready to do whatever. I'm not going to be on the show just talking shit for nothing. Make me come up to this. I'm sitting on the line waiting. Now, continue with the show.
Are you waiting? Or you hoping they don't say nothing?
No. I mean, if I got to think they hope they don't say nothing, I should never go on the show. But I think one of them going to be a man enough to push the button and say some shit. So, I'm not really tripping, I'm enjoying myself in the backyard chilling. But, like I say, I'm on the show. It don't even mean me to do a lot of talking. And the show act like everybody's scared. How many ones you got put up right now? Out of 1,000 ones, you ain't got but 5 up? Scary motherfuckers. I guarantee you got over 100 people listening to you right now, and you ain't got over what I said. I guarantee you ain't got over 15 ones ready to talk, if that. Come on, man. Pussy-ass niggas ain't going to do nothing. They just want to talk on the show. Lots of money.
Trouble, trouble.
Going to be some trouble.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What? Give me your list, man. Give me your list, because I had a couple of people call me. And I need to see who all on your list right now.
I was just looking at the bitch ass.
Larry, go on mute. We got the local people. We got Drew out of Mastroff. We got Lil Twin out of Twin Camp. We got Timmy Stubbs.
Oh, okay.
We got
Hey, Larry, go on mute.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Let me see who that is. Hold on. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, okay. And we got Kareem, we got Joey out of the Beaumont Body area. We got shit, I'm trying to think of. We got two more out of the Beaumont area. I can't think of their names right now. We got Kenny Barfield out of Dallas coming, and I'm waiting for a confirmation from Roddy now. With Captain America and Raphael call, they thinking about coming. And I don't know, I'm missing a couple of Undertaker, but man, I ain't got it in front of me.
But you got a full field.
Yes, sir. And it's getting, okay. Oh, we got okay. Patrick Griffin with the RX-7, with the Turbo RX-7. So it's filling up day by day because more people, you know, I guess getting their cars ready. We got one guy just dropped out, Johnny Brown out of Dallas. He can't make it. He got to fly out to Pennsylvania that Sunday. He just actually messaged me on that. But we got another guy that is he's going to participate. He's not 100% sure because his car ain't done yet. So we waiting on him. But we filling up. You know, it's going to be a damn good show.
Is that Johnny with the Mustang?
No. This is Johnny Brown. He got a 86 IROC. Kind of like
I thought that was
green.
What's it called with that Mustang?
No good. But yeah, it's gonna be some things. It's gonna be a damn good race, man. I think a lot of people gonna come out and show up because we had a good race out this way in a while. It's gonna be.
Hey, hell. Hold on, I might have a guess. Hold on, I got a call coming in.
Okay. We got Gangster 280.
Go ahead. Hello, Dylan. What you want?
How you doing, Troy?
This ain't Troy. This
how you
JP.
Doing, Dylan?
Who is this? Who is this? Hello.
Dylan,
what's up,
Dylan? Troy, but that was JP talking to you.
JP, how you doing? Troy, that's you too?
I'm over here too.
What's the topic for tonight, man? I might have some enlightenment on it. I just not called in. I didn't hear what it was.
We ain't going to give you the topic yet.
Why not? Tell me the topic, Troy.
We ain't got one yet. What you going to say, Mr. Dylan?
Well, I got a topic.
No,
God.
What you got,
Mr. Dillon? Please let me give you a topic, Troy.
What you got,
Hello?
Mr. Dillon?
Hey, I was just looking at Highlander the other night. You know Highlander the movie? You know? Highlander said that can only be one. So you know what that only be one mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just throwing that out there, Troy. I ain't going to call no name, but everybody know who I'm talking about. There can only be one. So at the end of the day, you got them. Don't try to make a friend because you're scared of a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. I'm back in the bushes.
What you talking about? You talking about Rambo?
Yeah, that tree. How you know that's who I was talking about? Motherfucker. Where that tree smile from is that? He on the phone?
I know you lying. I know you lying. You ain't talking about me.
Hey,
bet
Troy,
you talking about
Troy, that's the only motherfucker I know. Let me tell you what I did, Troy, 2 weeks ago. And you could call Lil Bill and confirm this or pop out
of
the phone.
We don't want to do all of our
talking.
You remember
about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Troy, he got on here talking about he was calling the motherfucker out. He had just had his car painted, all that shit.
The new car.
I snuck up over there by the shop one Friday, Troy. You know what? The motherfucking car even got a motor in it. The son of a bitch say, come see me. That's what the motor did.
Okay. That ain't the right car, nigga.
Hold on. Rambo, on this, shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Wait the grown man finish, you motherfucker. Now, anyway, motherfucker say that Pat Music had told him to send the motor back because the baby had pissed on it. So I guess they keep wiping the piss off the pistols and they gonna send it back to him.
So I had the motor in the car.
I'm back in the bushes, y'all. I'm back in the bushes, Rambo.
You ain't gonna never fuck me. You DJ, none of y'all never beat me. Y'all never beat me, nigga. Y'all never beat me. Bro, you right. Never beat me, bro. He got him and said a bunch of shit, but you ain't said nothing. But what did he say? He ain't say nothing. You want to be cum? I ain't being cum tonight. I'm not trying to use my sex ass voice to get fucked up while I be hoarse tomorrow. I need to be sexy again tomorrow. This is real for life. Real smooth ass
shit. This man said his sex is
real. Hold on.
Undertaker. Hey, goddamn. Rambo said, I got my sexy voice on tonight. Y'all ain't gonna fuck up my voice for the ball. Oh, goddamn. That was a good one, Rambo. Rambo, that was a good one, man. Finally, goddamn, she had a good one.
Okay, if I do come out this voice, it's gonna be some 1500 to 1000 to 1500 lock in. Then I lose my voice tonight.
Well, don't lose your voice. Hey, look, your voice, you done fucked up King B. King B didn't even know it was you. So just get the mellow. We like the mellow Rambo out there.
He got me on that one. But anything he's talking about locking in, talking about 15 to 2,000, you better call Bill. You know, that motherfucking word ain't about shit.
No, we can put money. Word ain't about to worry about it. I hope my word ain't shit and I get all my money.
Mics goddamn went up. Flip, come on. Dre, I'm about to come to you too. Come on, Flip.
Hey.
Flip. Hey. We can barely hear you, Flip.
Shit, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir. Got somebody with the background noise, man. Whoever driving, can y'all please mute y'all mic?
Yeah, that ain't me. I promise it ain't me. Yeah, that it ain't me, fellas. I heard that before that. But can y'all hear me better now? I tried to do speakerphone. That shit really didn't work out.
Yeah, we got you.
All right, bet. All right, fellas.
You know, Flip, hold on. You didn't try to do speakerphone. You tried to do your sexy voice like Rambo.
Man, I hate I miss that shit, man. I was wrapping up dinner trying to hurry up and jump on this show, and I jump over here and I hear somebody sound like a cross between Teddy Pendergrass and goddamn Luther Vandross. And it's motherfucking B.E. Rambo and shit, goddamn.
My boy. I had some throat surgery for me to be a singer at my wedding.
Oh, wow. Well, shit, I tell you what, if you ever line up next to me, I'll give you some more throat surgery, you heard?
You can sit there and sneak shit in while I'm laughing and talking. But what are you saying?
Shit, I sneak it in. I force it in. I do whatever the fuck I got to do. You heard? Shit.
My boy. Bro.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I'm calling from that cave, that same motherfucking cave they found Osama bin Laden in. I am currently in hiding from Jesse James, so I'm going to be in this cave until after the picnic is over with. Then I'll holler at y'all on Monday. But until then, I'm going to be inside this cave, hiding from that small block and put everybody else in the bushes. So I haven't been lying.
Hey,
I'm fucking
hey,
Osama.
Man,
ain't
who on here want to grudge race, man? Who on here want to race?
Goddamn, man, can I say hello before you try to do that? Unless you're trying to sit next to that orange motherfucker, I suggest you just let me have my little
I will. I will. I sit next to that motherfucker. Come out the trailer.
Motherfucker,
no hit.
He say Jesse James looking for a race, motherfucker. Now get your fuck ass.
Well,
I'm looking
for that orange
Jesse
motherfucker.
James
let me see what that
race, motherfucker.
Shut up, Billy. Shut your whole ass up, man. We talking
about Jesse James looking for a race.
You know what? You know what? What that orange motherfucker want to do straight out the block?
Shit, I want to lock you in. 9 o'clock, off the trailer, Friday night, 250 on the 1,000 or better. Now, hello, head the fuck up.
You know we ain't gonna be there Friday. You know we come Saturday.
And you know I got a motherfucking lock in on Saturday, so you fucking beating your guns for no reason, Nick.
I don't know what the fuck you got going on, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you know. I'm going to handle you motherfuckers rough tonight because I ain't got the goddamn patience. So now you know. Moving on.
Man,
anyway,
no, no,
yeah,
bro.
Man,
I got to
get with Jesse Jaggers on Saturday. All right? So now what? Now, who's trying to do something on Friday? Say, man. Again. Why the fuck are you talking? If you ain't trying to lock in with me, shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Okay. You done now? You sorry, son of a bitch? You done yet? You done? Because I'm not going to let go today. I'm going to pit bull your raggedy ass today. You done, you sorry sack of shit? Huh? Are you done? Are you done? No, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Are you fucking done today? Are you fucking done? Okay, I got a chassis car. Who gives a fuck? Okay, I got a goddamn chassis car, okay? You got a piece of shit. Nobody gives a fuck about that either. Move the fuck on. Or shut the fuck up.
Long-ass tires on, some long-ass wheelie balls on that motherfucker.
Yeah, and I got a long-ass dick, too. You want to talk about that, you sorry son of a bitch? Shut the fuck up, man. God damn, you fucking asshole.
Get the show.
Y'all pissed my boy Flip off. Flip gonna whip y'all ass. Y'all gotta stop that. Man, y'all pissed my homeboy off, man. Y'all stop that, man. Bruh, y'all stop that, man. Y'all got out here like a while ago, sound like goddamn Michael Jackson 5. Everybody was talking at the same time. Now I see how I sound now. I sound terrible when I be doing that shit. I'll never do that again. That's embarrassing. I'll never do that again. That's how I be sounding. Troy, that's how I be sounding. So I'm so sorry for disrespecting your show. Yeah, I'm really sorry for disrespecting your show if I sound just like that, like them boys in the woods, them just sounded. I had to put them in
ass egg for a minute. They're in the private room. They had to get it off their chest.
Yeah, but if that's how I sound, I'm so sorry for the show. Because I ain't hear nothing. Nobody. I still talked a little professional, but them grudge, they was talking so much. Thought they had somebody could sneak up on, and the man didn't go for it. Then they just want to make a big old scene. I'm sorry for ruining the show. If I sound like that on the show, I am so sorry. Never again.
Troy, who
was
that sounding like the sidewalk sissy right there? That Rambo?
We're one and only, bro. We ain't doing a holiday tonight, man. We trying to the races. We got races this weekend, races next weekend, next weekend, 3 weekends. There's no need for nobody to get loud. Lock the money. Just do it. Go. You ain't got too much time to talk. This is the last show for the next race. This is the last show for the next week. And the next Wednesday is going to be the last Wednesday for the next week. And then you got 3 more Wednesdays, and y'all ain't going to have nothing to do no more. Then everybody will be going to race then. Soon when they say all the tracks closed for the year to Christmas, everybody going to race. Ooh, I'm ready to race now. The track is closed. Yeah, okay. We're not going to get a horse tonight. That was very unprofessional. If I sound like that, I do not want to like sound like that on the show. That is too disrespectful to the show. This is a show, not a Young and the Restless. Everybody disagreeing and hollering and got certain people think they better than the next person. Ain't nobody got nothing done but a bunch of screaming. I'm not fucking my voice up. I paid a lot of money for the shit I'm doing right now. This voice.
Yeah, but what you talking about? You over here carrying the show for me, man.
these guys over here in the Ag Sig, man, they going at each other. They didn't pull that shank.
They still going at it.
They still going at it.
I know you saying the boy. They still doing that. They horse by now. I am so sorry, but that's what I've been sounding, bro. Y'all can understand nothing. The large one sound like they can be the scariest one. But in my case,
hey, you half. You a half, man. Don't fuck with me, man. Chill out, Flip. Come on, man.
Hey, man, I'm 100% whole. I guarantee you that. I'm 100% whole. If you ever want to try me, if you ever want to try me, son, if you ever want to try me, sir, you can figure it out. It's real quick.
There, Pop, when is it? Pop, when is it? Need everything. Beat the brakes off, Flip.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they still going at it.
They still going at it, Rambo.
That is so unprofessional. Ah! It don't take that much to block my mind. I am so sorry.
Rambo, yeah. Where did you buy this inside voice from that you got?
Well, I had to pick my game up, you know, about me being young, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make everything right, you know? You know, just trying to be right. I don't want to cut my years off by screaming at people on Wednesdays. So on Wednesday I'm gonna be more calm, more cooler, and you know I'm not gonna tap my voice up and tap my throat. You know, the head heal up. Once my throat heal up, I better sing again. And that damn Dylan, he talks all that mess. He around car, DJ. He got motion. They got all kind of calls. They camp since last summer. I ain't seen now one of them since they ran bubble. Come on, man. What can Dylan get me show? Dylan, you jumping ships? You on another ship now? Because you're talking like you got something else up your sleeve. What up? You got another car somewhere? Because your teammates didn't put you down. You are, who you riding with now?
I ride with Chipper Hart, motherfucker. You know who that is?
Who?
That's OJ.
Who?
Chipper Hart, motherfucker. That's the new race.
Chipper
Hart. Chipper Hart.
That's the company you work for? Shipyard, that's the company you work for?
That's it. That's them.
No, we want to talk about your job on Wednesdays, man. We talking about power.
You sorry piece of shit. You ain't done a goddamn thing. Shit.
Hey, Troy, we looking for a race for this weekend down there, man. Let's find some.
Yes, sir, man. I don't know.
What's going on? I know we had a day or two weeks, so goddamn, I know it's heating up over there. Goddamn, we looking for lock-in race, so goddamn, we can goddamn skip past this weekend. Yeah, I mean, come on, man, I just told that goddamn idiot what we trying to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm an idiot. What are we trying to do, man? Yeah, we trying to lock-in for both races, man. This weekend and next weekend coming up, man. Got two races coming up back to back. We ain't been out
in a minute.
I wonder why. Yes, sir.
Where that Hey, hold on. Where that goddamn Mike Richards at? Where Crankhead at? Let's see if Crankhead want to go tonight.
They said it's just Ruler said somebody man motor the man car together some shit.
Oh.
They ain't car together.
Oh, Crankhead down. Okay.
Yeah, they ain't car together. Crankhead caught a girl. He was just in Mississippi with. So get him on and see if he want to goddamn see if he want to test that motherfucker at that picnic and come out the trail on his ass over there. Yeah, get him on then. See what he want to do with since it's fixed. Since that's the next update that we got, it's the new update. You said it's just it's fixed. Get him on then. See if we got to run him off the trail and see if he can test his car out. That's what you got to do. Call the man up. See what you want to do.
Hey, hey, Troy. Troy.
He might have been goddamn me. Put us
hey,
on hold.
Hey, JP, who you like out of Oh, Jesse James and that old orange car. Who you like? Which one you like?
Which one I like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't seen either one of them make the pass, so I don't know.
I go with that white car.
When that race coming up, Dre? Next week or something? Oh, this
Saturday.
Past coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody like that orange car, holler at me. I take the white car.
Am I still on JP?
Huh?
Am I still on my own segregation right now?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, is my mic still on, or am I in segregation still? Where am I at right now?
No, you back. Y'all back in population. Y'all back on the show.
Gotcha. I'm back in Gen Pop right now.
Yeah. Y'all back in population.
I'm back in Gen Pop.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody Friday. I was jumping on here to see if anybody was trying to do something on Friday. I wasn't trying to get involved with no clowns and no idiots. It was real simple. It's good to talk to you guys. I'm glad we got the show. I hate I miss talking to Rambo. If anybody wants to lock in with me, you got my number. You can DM me on Facebook or you can call me. We can lock in like real men. We don't need to call names and do all this other faggot shit that was going on earlier to clowns that will never actually really race. So if anybody really wants to race me, you know how to get in touch with me. And pulling on somebody else's dick is never a way to get another race or to get somebody all fucking pulled up. So, you know, that's a whole nother motherfucking category. So ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. So anybody want to lock in with me, you can find me on Facebook. You can call me. My phone number is every fucking where. So other than that, man, I'm going to log off tonight because this is too much, man. This is too much. I've never been insulted so much by somebody who couldn't fucking tie my goddamn left shoe. You know what I'm saying? So this is some fucking bullshit, man. I'm out.
That was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life, man. Out of 53 years, man.
682-0392, your mic open.
Hello?
682-0392, your mic open.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, no, this is Rose, man. I didn't even know I clicked the damn thing. I'm just on here listening.
All right. Hey, Ro, give me a race over there, man. It's Bush. Let's dance over there, man. Have some fun. Goddamn good grudge race. What y'all need with that blue, with that G body? Just trying to find out what y'all need. I know y'all race. I'm going to pull them over and go race. What y'all going to do, man? Make a goddamn race. Bet some money. Look for a goddamn grudge race. Y'all want to do a goddamn JJ. What y'all want to do with JJ?
Well, we got our hands full on Thursday, man.
Oh, well, I'm going to hear a lot of it. You got goddamn races there. Yeah, well, go ahead then. That's cool. You got some goddamn races there. We just trying to goddamn see what the motherfucker want to do.
Hey, Rose. See what your teammates want to do with their red boots.
You talking about with Old Red?
Yeah, Old Red.
Yeah, because well, I'm a street car, man.
Y'all ain't going on a street car,
Old Red, man.
So y'all ain't talking to him?
Yeah, well, get him on. It ain't no problem. Ain't nothing for the conversation. Ask me one player, man.
Hold on, let me get them on.
Well, the dad's boy going to be, man. The dad's boy going to be a picnic over there, man. I know goddamn more than Rose going to be over there, Drake. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be more than Rose over there.
No goddamn more than Rose going to be over there trying to race. I ain't going around there standing watching race. Fuck that.
I ain't standing watching no race and eating no goddamn barbecue. Like, we can do that at the house.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that. I got at least have one.
You got at least get one motherfucker.
At least one, and I'm gone. I go. If I get one, I go wherever. If I get one motherfucker, I go wherever then. Yeah, one.
That's up, man. I don't know, man. Look like everybody's goddamn got quiet on this song, bitch, man. I don't know what's going on tonight. It's race week, so I guess it's
too close to racing, man. It's too close to the race, man. You motherfuckers, goddamn.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hear about that motherfucking race. I bet I won't go over there and goddamn stand around and look.
Yeah, the race week, man. They when it's race week, motherfuckers be quiet. They hush.
Well, man, I don't know, man. Ain't nobody got nothing else out there,
hey,
man.
You say
ain't nobody else coming up.
What at? Well, you can't try one of them boys?
Hey, what Brandon do?
He didn't want none of that Falcon. He talking about how he going to do something with the Falcon when he got over there. He didn't even look at that motherfucker over there and he was over there.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the show talking about, when I see him, I tell him, we going to do something then. Shit, he never seen that motherfucker over there, man. I knew he wasn't going to do nothing. I was trying to bet $100 he wasn't going to do nothing.
No, everybody on here that's on here just listening, man. Ain't nobody pressing no buttons tonight.
Man, that's a damn shame. You know, it's race weekend, and you know, this supposed to be great.
It might be some fans, you know, fans don't goddamn try to see what it is, man. I don't blame. I be goddamn listening, too. So when I get to that motherfucker, I can see what's going to happen at that son of a bitch. So I don't know where the goddamn race is at on this motherfucker.
Anybody? Put y'all hand up. Don't put them all up at one time, God dog on me. Roy say he looking for a race.
Yeah, look for a race.
He will entertain basically
up
anything.
Goddamn here today. I miss Harry the damn last year, but I'm trying to goddamn make it this year.
Yes, sir. I don't know, man. It's like the church passing around the collection plate, man. Everybody goddamn put their head down.
Riley called Mike, and asked Mike, what we needed from he'll building them over there. I don't know what that was all about. Tell me what with that goddamn black car. We don't need all that from him. But I told the motherfucker give us everything in Grand Rapids with our goddamn street car, man.
We don't give every goddamn thing, one of them goddamn cars.
Slow mob and that goddamn Camaro. Yeah, we take everything in Grand Rapids from both of them. But at the same time, we put that black car. Only guy, they can lock that black car in for whatever. They can do that.
They come over there with that bullshit, but yeah, I told them.
That's what they can do. That messes the fly by. I just shot that goddamn kite. I know it don't goddamn fly. So let that motherfucking fly. Put that black car on y'all ass whenever y'all ready. Lock that in.
And that black car run out of one of them motherfuckers.
The slow mob and that goddamn Camaro they got.
I know it's going to get back to him, so the kite is flying. It's already
there.
Yeah,
we'll get back to him. Yeah, goddamn Trump, man. You call Trump and tell him. Yeah, make no goddamn difference. I need to get back to him. That goddamn he called Mike. Mike called me this month. Mike didn't know what was going on. He said, man, them people calling me, fuck with me, man, about the Bruins, man. I said, man, tell them motherfuckers to give us everything, grudge, and whatever they got. Yeah, we tried with that little street car we got. But other than that, we got something put on there. I ain't get a chance to tell Mike that. I knew we had something put on that goddamn man. They done fade that. I'm pretty sure money ain't going to be no problem neither.
I'm pretty sure they ain't gonna lock that motherfucker in either.
I don't know what they gonna do, but let them get on that.
They
whenever they read,
man.
Yeah, whatever they got there, really, let them get on that.
What street car you talking about, Grudge?
My car, man. Yeah, my car.
Oh,
my car ain't no street car with some body pieces on it, JJ. That's all it is. I can make that motherfucker look like clean as a clap, doctor, man, with all that shit. You know, the fancy wheels and the nice paint job on the motherfucking new fiberglass front. All that shit, man. That bitch will never get a paint job, man. Never. It was clean once before, the restore once before, then but old drag car, man. It can die like that, man. That bitch don't die like that. Street car.
I can dig it.
Say, hey, Rosé.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, since everybody keep on hollering about this Jesse James shit, tell him Watson to break up out of there and let's go.
Yeah, we'll try with that fast motherfucker. We'll try his fast ass like a motherfucker. Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah, man, I ain't got no booking rights over that car.
The man got out in my motherfucking inbox telling me some shit about some one-on-one. The break ain't much more. Just let me get up out of that shit.
Don't need none of that shit to tell them that you're tired of that, Drake.
Hey, They offered y'all the 1-1 and y'all didn't take it?
Nah, we don't need none of that. We ain't never took 1-1 from no goddamn body. Now,
I ain't never got the girls ain't never got spotted, man. We ain't even start that. They ain't never got spotted. That's fact. Shit ain't never got spotted. Never.
But with that bad motherfucker they got, with that bad motherfucker
they don't need
got,
no spot. That bitch don't need no spot then, man. It ain't never got a spot. Yeah, girls ain't never got a spot. Need no motherfucking spot. Let me take that tree with me. That gonna be my spot.
You're saying y'all need a no spot, but you need the hit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That, you know, kind of whatever feel like, you know, that feel like got enough to make a race out of it. So, yeah, I take the hit from their fans' ass. That's what I do. Didn't even stutter. I ain't going to even say it for the third time. But whatever they want to race for, 105, 110, whatever, we'll get the money up. I bring the whole crew with me. They got some goddamn money. We get the money up. I bring the money crew with me. They'll get it up.
Would you let Jose?
Hey, Rose, see what they want to do with El Sancho, man, with that little OG body, El Sancho. What they want to do?
Now I'm asking, would y'all let JJ tell about it?
Hey, you know what? Make the money funny. We'll try something. Fuck it.
Well, Dre, we might well get off the goddamn gas, man. You know, Troy and the mother boy, let her take over the goddamn show, man. Trying to lock in, man. We're trying to get this motherfucker crook. Got these two races coming back to back, man. So they gave us all our time we need, man. We might well goddamn, you know, we ain't worried about no goddamn. We tried.
Damn, we tried.
Yeah, we tried, man.
Yeah, well.
You know, they know me, bulls us out, man. They know we know when the goddamn, come over and goddamn stop some show shit.
I don't know, fellas. Ain't nobody hands
yeah,
going
yeah, we
up.
Good. We
ain't
just wait till hell and then try again next week, man. Maybe we get a motherfucking background call or something goddamn for this weekend, but if we don't, we ain't going to worry about it, man. We're going to keep on working.
Yeah, we're going to have to put the hit out on you. We're going to have to put the hit out on you. We need
yeah, something, man.
Fuck
yeah, put the hit out on my
shit.
Motherfucking ass,
yeah,
man.
Need,
yeah, yeah I got
fuck
fucked
up.
Up. I got fucked up last yeah. time. I ain't going to sleep this motherfucking time. Yeah, I ain't tired. I ain't going out there come out the road and drove 10 hours over that time. The motherfucker didn't remember what a trans brake button was. Yeah, I'm going to remember what that motherfucker is this time.
Yes, sir. Well, fellas, man, I guess I enjoyed y'all tonight, man. Y'all tune in again next week, and we'll try it all over again, man. Y'all go out there and support, man. Everybody be safe out there this weekend, man, and we'll see y'all next week, brothers.
Cooling on the corner right. with the cellular phone, you could tell that the East Bay was his home. More male than the rest of the pushers, because he got a Tech 9 in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and Jack. He had the 9 and Jack the A-Cat. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with the motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name was Jen. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jen was a bitch though. Cause she was fucking some nigga named Fisto. E and Jack knew tonight they...
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. Got the police
busting at me, but they can't do nothing.